Welcome to the Bedford First Assembly of God podcast. We hope you enjoy this week's message. We'd love to hear what God is doing through this ministry. If you have a story to share, send us an email at connect@bedfordfirstag.org. Also, feel free to visit our website at bedfordfirstag.org. You can view the live stream of our services and find out more about our church. Thanks for listening.
Amen. Thank you all. Praise the Lord. You know, God could have chosen any combination of words that he would have desired to have described who he is and was. He chose I am. You know why? Because he is whatever is needed. That's the kind of God that we serve. Praise his holy name. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. Wait a minute, I need for you to stand up, please. Stand up with me. Set your Bible down if you would, or you can still say, be seated if you want to, but it's going to be harder for you to move around a little bit and shake hands or acknowledge one another. If you're not comfortable with moving about, just at least make a 360-degree turn and acknowledge the people around you. Part of the responsibility that we have in coming into the house of the Lord is to look for those around us who have need.
That's right. Amen.
So that we might carry their burden, or those who've had victory in their life, that they would share that victory with us and we could rejoice with them. Amen. My Bible says rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Amen. Yeah, how do you do that unless you really know what's going on in somebody's life, right? Yeah, so don't be afraid to reach out and actually, you know, get beyond high to somebody in the church. God might just use you to be a blessing. You're going to make this as painful as you can for me today, aren't you? I can tell. You may be seated. Hope you found 1 Peter chapter 2. I'd love for you to. You want to come up here? They won't be able to hear you anymore, but let me get this microphone. You can just come over with me here and you can stand over here and do it.
All right.
This ain't working. It's on.
Okay. It's working. Everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
All right. So for the past 2 years, I've had a situation going on with my ex-wife and my kids. So I've been praying. Some of you know what's been going on, some of you don't. I don't need to share all the details, but I continuously message my kids. I never get response, but yesterday I got a small glimpse of hope that my youngest daughter reached back out to me, let me know how she was doing. So I just want to praise God. I know it's not what I wanted right now, but God's preparing me for what he has to come. And I just want to give God the praise that he's just giving me a little glimpse of hope that my kids are reading my messages and just slightly reaching back out to me. So I just want to give God praise for that and share all that with you guys that's
Amen.
Been praying with me. I appreciate it.
Amen. Stand right here. Let's pray right now. Come on, let's pray for the healing of this family. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning that you're the one who put us into families. And I just pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon this family, that you, Lord, would bring them back together. You can soften hearts. You can change minds. You can do whatever is necessary. But bring this family, this dad, back into relationship with his kids. May there be a healing, a complete healing. We thank you for the glimmers of hope, for the beginning point. But, Lord, we're looking for a complete healing. And we believe you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what? We're going to take the time for this. It doesn't matter. You're here all day anyway, right? I'd like some of you ladies, a couple of you ladies that were able to go and take the ministry out of the building over the Christmas, and you took ladies to Walmart and were able to buy the food. Let me see, how many ladies that did that? Okay, could I get a couple of you to testify? Tell us what happened. I see a lot of people looking at the floor again. That's cool. Huh? Me? Jim? These folks, you all, are the ones who put the money in. So I want you to hear what went on.
So I took two different ladies on two different occasions shopping, and they were very receptive of, you know, all of it and appreciative. And they continued to talk about how this was so much more than what they could have done on their own. And I just told them that, you know, they can thank Jesus. So.
Amen. 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 Who else? I'm running. This is about as fast as it gets.
I was kind of blessed too. Brianna was home, so she got to go with me. We had a mom, and actually her aunt, the mother had a stroke. And so the aunt was with her and the two kids, a 12-year-old and 8-year-old, and they were really sweet and just open, and it just seemed to mean so much to them. You know, me and Bri were like, yeah, what do you want? What do you, you know? And the girls even like, can I get clothes? It's like, honey, you get whatever your heart desires. So we had a good time, and they were both very just open and very blessed, and I wasn't able to be here the night they came to get the food, but that's okay. I knew they were going to be here, I'm sure, and I got to get you the receipts. But anyway, they were blessed with all this, so it just meant a lot to me and Bri just to be able to be a blessing. But thank you, everybody who gave the money, because it enabled us to be able to be a part of this and for them to do that.
Yes, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we can accomplish so much more together than what any one of us could do on our own. It's grand to stand together. You folks contributed almost $3,000, which enabled us to give $100 per child, and we ministered to 30-some kids in the process. And then the food baskets was a little more difficult to get out. We had 9 come that night. One family came and stayed with us just about the whole time. They just hung out, and that was grand, because then we got to speak into their lives. They got to see some others come and get their blessings. So thank you for giving unto the Lord and allowing us as a church family to reach out. Amen? We need to do more, right? Let's make a mark on this community. Not just show up into this house for an hour on Sunday morning, but let's make a mark in this community that Jesus loves them. Amen. Okay, if you have your Bibles, 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning verse 21, it says, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Father, guide us today. Be that shepherd to us. Guide us into truth. And as we lay down the foundations of 2022, may your spirit come and give us that unctioning, that anointing, that power that enables us to see our action theme carried through. May this be more than words, but may this be a year of healing, of redemption, and of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, each year, I've listened to the Lord, sometimes months and months before the year ever ends, as to what the Lord would have us to have for us for the coming year, as an action theme, something for us to stand upon and to grow a vision for that year. In 2011, it was Beyond the Walls. 2012 was Make a Difference. Some of you might remember these because we had gobos that had the words up on the wall throughout the whole year, so some of them kind of be planted in your brain. 2013, Grow Forward. 2014, Embrace the Cause. 2015, Be a Miracle. 2016, Change Eternity. 2017, that was our anniversary year, 75th anniversary. Our theme was Looking Back and Moving Forward. 2018, Plus One. 2019, Rejoice. 2020, New Beginnings. My goodness, wasn't 2020 something? After 40-some years of ministry, first time I had church in the parking lot. And really, probably the first or second time that I'd ever preached in the sanctuary with nobody here. We did that for a month. 2021, it's time to grow. 2022, we're standing at the precipice of 2022. The action theme that the Lord laid upon my heart is just three words: healing, redemption, and thanksgiving. I want to fill in the blanks a little bit on that because the Holy Spirit has done so with me, and so I share with you what He has given to me. It excites me, and I hope it excites you when the Lord puts something down in your heart. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I wish, I pray that over your life, that the Lord, that you would be hearing His voice. His word would not be just words on a piece of paper, but they would be words spoken to your heart. His Spirit would not be just a Holy Spirit that is off someplace, but a Spirit that is within you, that is speaking into your life. I can tell you this morning that the Spirit of the Lord cares about this church family. He cares about you. He cares about your family. And I believe that this action theme for this year is a mandate, an opportunity that God is setting before us. That this would be a year of healing, a year of redemption, and a year of thanksgiving. Healing, by definition, means wholeness. Go to your Webster's, and you'll see that there. Healing means wholeness. That is a restoration, a return to the original state. I am the God who heals you. I want to bring you back to the original state, to wholeness. Now, this breaks down into three parts because we are a trichotomy: body, mind, and spirit. How many realize that? When God said, I'm going to make man in our image, that's what He was talking about. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He made us body, mind, and spirit. The first part of this, we reckon with this quite often, and that is the healing of the body. The restoration to health. That's what we're projecting to this year. It's not just healing of the individual, I would say, little boo-boos that we have in our life, or these happenings that come along, you know, the back that hurts, the leg that hurts, the this, the that. Those are important, yes, but I believe what God wants to do is bring us to health, to wholeness in Him. Amen. Interested? It can happen. That's what He promised the people of Israel. He said, if you will walk in my way, the diseases that are going on around you will not afflict you. Your bodies will not break down. We can walk in wholeness. We have allowed ourselves, even as the body of Christ, we have allowed ourselves to go so far away from the potential that God has for us that we don't even recognize it anymore. We're just coming to Him with the individual hurts and owies and different things that we have that arise on a particular day. He says, I want to give you wholeness in your body. I want you to walk in me. I want you to walk in confidence in me that I am watching over you and protecting you. Now, please, this morning, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The Lord uses many different things in order to protect us. I'm not saying to you, now all of you go off of your medicine. You did not hear that here. Come on. I'm sorry, but I have to say those things because I want to protect you. Who gave the knowledge? Where did the knowledge come from for those medications that the Lord has given to you? Can the Lord heal diabetes? Absolutely. There's a lot of pieces that go into that in terms of disciplines and everything else that goes along with that. What we're praying for and believing for this year is wholeness, that it would all come together, that we would understand the path that the Lord has for us, that we would begin to live our lives according to His design, and then the diseases and these things could drop off of us. Well, my Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men and upbraideth not. He wants to give us the knowledge that we need in order to walk in health. I know. See, what we would like to do is just live however we want to and then pray whenever something goes wrong. Come on. How many will admit that? We want to eat what we want to eat, as much as we want to eat. We want to do whatever we want to do. And then when something breaks down, we want God to fix it. That to us is healing. And we will throw His scripture, you know, these scriptures back at Him, you know, where He says, I am the God that heals you. Verse 21. Yeah. We say, Lord, it's right here. You said you would heal me, so why isn't it working? The Lord says you need some wisdom in your life. Again, He wants to bring us to wholeness in our bodies. I want an amen, or I'm not going anywhere. So the wisdom is part of it. What He has developed through the knowledge that He has given to others is part of it. And then His miraculous power is promised to come in and make the difference, to bring us to wholeness. Wouldn't it be wonderful for us to have a year without all the sicknesses and all the struggles and all this going on? Some of you want them. I don't know, I guess. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting well. John says, I want that for the church. I want that for you. I don't glory in getting phone calls that, you know, well, this morning we're missing families because they have been exposed to COVID and some that have it. I don't like that. I want us to be well. I want us to be whole. I want us to thrive in the Lord, physically to thrive. James 5:13, he says, if any one of you in trouble, he should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. God has brought into the church the tools that it takes for us to live in wholeness in our bodies. Some of this, folks, is, I pray this year that we would stop fighting against him. You know, where his spirit is speaking inside of us and saying, don't go down that path, and we go, yes, but I'm going to. And so often it is because we enjoy the pleasure for the moment. Sometimes knowing that we will suffer for it after the pleasure. Can I get an amen? Church, if we don't acknowledge these things, he says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. We need to begin to own these things. Part of our healing is going to be, part of the restoration, the wholeness, is going to be to own it and say, I'm not eating the way that I should eat. I am not sleeping the way that I should sleep. I'm not living the way that I should live. God has ordained wholeness for me. If you don't want it, it's not going to come. Because until we reach out to embrace it and say, this is possible, and begin to lean into it, and begin to listen to the Holy Spirit, and begin to seek God's wisdom for some of these things. It's possible. The Lord wants to do it. That's why he laid this upon my heart. He wants to bring it to this church. Just like John said, dear friends, I pray that you may enjoy good health, and that it may go well with you. I would love to be able to not know or see you in the hospital in 2022. How many want to be in the hospital this year? How many want to have surgery? How many want a heart attack? How many with cancer? You see, I think this is at least a hidden objective that we have, and I'm telling you that God wants that too. Let's move this year toward wholeness. It's not only restore health, but it's also to restore us to the original purity and integrity that God has designed. This is spiritual healing. Notice what James said there. Confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. We need to understand that there is sin. As we are walking in the dirt of this world, we have a traction to it, and we get dirty. I'm going to ask you a very personal question here this morning. How many of you bathe occasionally? Some of you don't. That's really scary. It's just a lot of perfume, I guess. No, we realize that as we move through this world, that our bodies collect dirt. Occasionally we have to go in and put our hands underneath the water and reach over and get some soap and spend a little bit of time washing our hands. Moms, you know, you train your kids. It's hard for boys, but you train them as much as you can. Go wash your hands. They come to the dinner table and they look, you know, like pig pen. Charlie Brown, okay, pig pen. And you say, go wash your hands, clean yourself up. We don't want all your dirt at the table. Well, can I tell you, spiritually, as we move through this world, we are collecting the dirt of this world. I hear people all the time say, you know, that they come home and that they have to kind of unwind after they've been to work and things, and hearing all the filth and all the garbage that is pouring through their in their ears and in their eyes, pouring in all day. That's collecting all of the dirt. We need to learn to have a spiritual healing, restoring us to the original purity and integrity that God had designed. He wants to bring us to that garden experience. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness is what the Bible says. Isaiah 58, is not this the kind of fast I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and to not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. That is his protection. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, folks, we need to just separate ourselves. Isaiah is talking about fasting. It's not just food. Sometimes we need to fast. Fast from news. Fast from all the stuff that we're getting off of our phones and off of the computers. My wife's out of town, so I'm keeping this close by in case she needs me. I'm not sure what I can do. She's 4 hours away, but anyway. Makes me feel better. There's so much garbage that we are filtering through all the time and picking it up in our minds. And then we're going to instantaneously jump in there before the Lord and talk to him. And you wonder why, my goodness, it doesn't feel like my prayers are getting out of the room. You got to separate yourself from this world. We need to cleanse ourselves. We need the healing, that restoration of the Spirit of the Lord to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, well, Pastor, I'm a Christian. I'm not a... You're in this world. If you're still in this world and still dealing with the world, you're picking up the dust and the dirt and the garbage of this world as you're walking along. And we need throughout our lives to learn daily, moment by moment, to be confessing and breaking ourselves free from those things that are picking up. Just like you're going to go in and wash your hands. We need a heart washing. A brain washing. Not from this pulpit, but by the Spirit of the Lord. A renewing of our minds. See, that's not just an occasion once in a while to hit the altar, but this is a life experience that we would know wholeness in our lives, not just physically, but spiritually. And then finally, a return to a sound state. That is mental healing. Too many Christians are fighting depressions, struggling with darkness and difficulty in their minds. Can I tell you today, God has more for us than that? Isaiah 1, Isaiah recognized this in Israel. He said, "All sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. Why should you be beaten anymore?" That is, broken down, crushed, depressed. Why suffer that? "Why do you persist," he says, "in rebellion? Your whole head is injured. your whole heart is afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness. Only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed. I think of the man who had a legion of demons in him. And Jesus came out of troubled seas and landed on the shore. And he came ashore, and the man came running and shouting and carrying on, naked, torn mentally. No one could be around him. He was in such bad shape. But Jesus had mercy upon him. He healed him. He healed his mind. You know how I know that? Luke 8:35. When the people of the town came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. And it scared them to death. It says they were afraid. You see, the Lord wants to give us wholeness in our minds. That is the relief from fear. So many struggle with fear. You would actually be overwhelmed if you realized how many people walk daily with a fear of death. That's not what God wants for us. He wants wholeness. So many are afraid that this affliction or that affliction is going to come upon them. So much so that they struggle to have a normal life. That's not what God wants for his people. He wants us to be free, Heidi. He wants us to walk free in our minds, in our bodies, in our spirit. Can I tell you this morning that our Lord's objective for this church is healing in 2022? That the fears would be set apart from us. Perfect love casts out all fears. What a grand statement that is. But what in the world does it mean? It's something that I believe the Lord wants us to know and to understand. His love, his power filling our lives, just pushes fear away. Can I tell you, I believe this. The Lord is placing before us an opportunity. Whether we will seize it or not, that's going to be up to us. But the Lord is placing before us an opportunity to move toward wholeness this year. Wholeness in our bodies, in our mind, and in our spirit. What an opportunity. What an opportunity. Anybody want that? If that's your heart this morning, now don't just stand up for an opportunity to stand. We're all going to leave here in a moment. But if really that's your heart, you would like the Lord to lead you, that this would be your action theme for 2022, that the Lord would lead you into wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. I'd like for you to stand with me. Father, thank you. Thank you that you care about us. You care about all of us, the whole of us. Not just one part. You're not just concerned about the knee that hurts or the back that hurts or the headache. You're concerned about all of us. I pray, Master, that we would put before our faces as a church family and as individuals, that we would put before our faces the opportunity that you're placing before us of wholeness. Freedom from the fears, freedom from depression, freedom from the stuff that is troubling our minds. An awareness, oh Lord, that we're in a dirty world. And that we, as we move through it, we're collecting the garbage, we're collecting the dirt, and we need the renewal of your Holy Spirit to come to cleanse us, to forgive us. Lord, we're becoming way too accepting of a lot of the garbage. Things that used to just baffle us and blow our minds today don't move us at all. We become so accustomed to the garbage. Holy Spirit, once again, shake us, move us. Show us, O Lord, what we need to separate ourselves from so that we can have this healing, this cleansing, this wholeness that you're wanting for our lives. And Lord, we pray that our bodies, this temple of the Holy Spirit, would be made whole this year. As you train us, as you change us, things perhaps that we have done our whole lives that are not beneficial to us, Lord, show us those things so that we can have the wholeness in our bodies that you have promised. And when we finish this year, if you tarry, may we be a changed people, a new realm of wholeness. And I believe, God, that as you do this in us and we work with you, that everything about our life is going to change for the better. So I pray right now, God, we're not making a resolution. Those are just words, and they faint. But Lord, we're putting our hope where you have told us to put our hope, and that's in you. Like a shepherd, lead us to wholeness this year. In Jesus' name, amen. These altars are open. You know, these altar benches just love it when people come and hug them. And it just does so much good to this altar and to the person when they come and spend a little bit of time on their knees. Feel free. May God bless you in 2022. Oh, and by the way, next week and the next one, we'll finish this message. So hang on. Redemption's coming. God bless you and thank you for being with us today. Amen.